This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's border message is making inroads with key voters that U.S. President Joe Biden needs to win re-election. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Donald Trump has ramped up his anti-immigrant rhetoric.
Millions of people coming across the border, coming from jails, from prisons.
And his message appears to be resonating with the same voters President Biden has been counting on to win re-election in November.
Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. What the hell is he talking about?
When it comes to problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Biden portrays it as a policy dispute that Congress can fix. But a recent AP poll found 40% of Democrats and 73% of Hispanic adults disapprove of how Biden is handling border security. Rudy Menchaca, an Eagle Pass bar owner, is the type of Hispanic voter Biden is counting on. He says despite the rhetoric, he's been warming towards Trump because problems at the border are hurting business. Vitris Boyce, a Chicago business owner and racial justice activist, argues that Democrats should be focusing on economic investment in black communities, not newcomers. Jennifer King, Washington.
South Korea's president has vowed not to back down in the face of protests by doctors seeking to derail his plan to drastically increase medical school admissions. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a nationally televised speech Monday, President Yoon Suk-yeol called the walkouts by doctors an illegal collective action that poses a grave threat to the society. About 12,000 medical interns and residents in South Korea have been on strike for 6 weeks, causing hundreds of canceled surgeries and other treatments at university hospitals. Yoon says that increasing the number of doctors is a state project that we can't further delay, citing the country's rapidly aging population. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israeli forces have withdrawn from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City after a two-week operation, the Israeli military said Monday, leaving behind a wasteland of destroyed buildings and Palestinian bodies scattered in the dirt of the complex. Israel said it had battled Hamas militants at the site. Russia has used five of its new hypersonic Zircon missiles to attack Kyiv since the start of the year. That's what the city's military administration said on Monday. The attacks are among more than 180 Russian missile and drone attacks launched against the Ukrainian capital in the first 3 months of the year, the administration said in a post on Telegram. Turkey on Monday was coming to grips with the opposition's unexpected success in local elections that saw it outperform President Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party. Political analyst Burke Essen from Sabancı University called the center-left Republican People's Party, or CHP party, called that success a phenomenal victory.
The main opposition party delivered the biggest election defeat of President Erdogan's entire political career. And in fact, they performed so well that they had their best night since the 1977 elections.
CHP kept hold of Istanbul and the capital Ankara by wide margins, but also added wins in more conservative provinces. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma now reports that Iraqi basketball has signed an American star.
A pro basketball team in Iraq is owned by a paramilitary group, and some of its forces recently attacked American troops. But this hostility toward Uncle Sam has its limits. The team is banking on a high-scoring American to help lead them to a championship win. Like many former U.S. college basketball players, 27-year-old Uchenna Iraegbu of Sacramento has taken his talents abroad, excelling on teams in Nigeria and Qatar. Now he is in Baghdad, just in time for the Iraqi Basketball Super League playoffs. From a basketball perspective, signing Iraegbu is a no-brainer. He's led Qatar's league in scoring. Politically, it's a little bit more complicated. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Iran tipped off Russia about the possibility of a major terrorist operation on its soil ahead of the concert hall massacre near Moscow last month, three sources familiar with the matter said. In the deadliest attack inside Russia in 20 years, gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons at concert goers on March 22nd at the Crocus Hall, killing at least 144 people in violence claimed by Islamic State militant group. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.